can't deny that he's been brilliant in this Iranscape situation. First, they blamed him for this whole Iran problem, and he said, I wasn't here, and I never heard about it. Then they said, well, we have proof that you did hear it. He says, oh, you have proof? All right, so I heard it. He said, but I wasn't involved with it, and I never had nothing to do with it. The press made an issue out of it. If they didn't mention it, nobody would have heard it. And if they never heard it, it never would have happened. And if it happened, nobody would have cared because nothing went wrong. Everything was right. He said, but everything was wrong. He says, all right. So it was a little wrong. He said, but it stunk. He says, maybe it stunk, but it didn't stink as bad as they claimed because a lot of it was good. Like what? He says, besides, it's not my fault. I wasn't here. But he said, but it happened in your own basement. He said, why would I go to the basement? Then it turns out the State Department never heard about it. The CIA never saw it. Nobody heard it. The Defense Department wasn't involved in it. Nobody in this government ever had anything to do with it. And nobody knows how it happened. It turns out that one kid by the name of North, who never made more than $85 a week, was controlling the whole world. And then Reagan said, as far as he's concerned, North is a national hero. That's right. And to prove he's a national hero, he fired him immediately. But you have to admit that Reagan was great in the Danilov case. He got Danilov out of Russia. And he was an innocent journalist that people thought he'd never be able to get out. But he got him out. First, he said he would never allow the Russians to equate an out-and-out spy with an innocent journalist. It's an equation he'll never accept, and it's an exchange that'll never happen. As long as I'm president, I will never accept a thing like that, and I'll never get away with it, because it'll never happen. And the next day, it happened. He said, why did you do it? He said, I didn't do it. He said, but you did. He said, it looks like I did. He said, I didn't do it. He said, just because one guy came and the other one went.
In Indiana, I like that. That's one of my favorite songs. You miss the farm?
In some ways, I
just wonder. A lot of people who live on the farm never, they say you can take the country out of the boy.
But you can't take that boy out of the country.
I've heard that so many times, I'm sick of hearing that. But that's true, and this makes another time I was sick.
Don't miss cleaning up, you know, like the barnyard or the.
Oh, you really lived on a farm?
Oh, we didn't have electricity, you know. We had to watch TV by candlelight.
That's right. And you had a kerosene guitar, I'll bet.
That's right. You plug it right into the old lamp and thousy.
Nora, were you really no electricity?
No.
Did you have indoor plumbing?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, in other words, you really want to...
We had the outhouse, right.
Lots of people have never seen. That's almost a relic in America now, is it not? I guess in most places in the country.
Probably in most places.
And those mornings in the cold weather, making that... You know, people think about that. Get up in the morning and you've got to walk out maybe... 40, 50, 100 yards or something?
I just went out to the back porch, John. Unless it was number two, then you gotta go.
There you show me a home where the buffalo roam, you remember? Show you a very messy house, yes. Would you welcome, please, most inventive gentleman, Don Rickles.
Why don't you go and milk a Clydesdale for a half hour?
Milk a Clydesdale?
That's right. You don't have to play it back. How about a little good evening? How's your mother? How's your family? Anything?
All right. How is your lovely wife, Barbara, and your young child?
She dies Thursday.
No, come on.
That's fantastic. God love you, Glenn. Out here, he comes out with, hi, folks. Gee, I want to sing my song. My mother climbing a mountain town. Hallelujah, brother. In the back, he's going, let's get broad. Anyway. No, not sure. That's a joke. Glenn's happily married like I am. I'm married 9 years.
But you didn't
get married.
I got a
Jewish
wife
that just lays in bed and goes, help me with the jewelry.
You didn't get married, though, until you were late in life.
Well, till I was what?
Well, I mean...
I met the most darling lady in life late in life because I worked with strippers, exotic dancers, as we call them today. You know, with the cobra coming out of the basket, and the cobra went, I want to be with you. And the broad went, challenge me, challenge me. It's a long story. I was on the road a lot.
laying in bed watching a morph die on the lamp, you know. And when you get like that, you find yourself on a street corner going, Miss. And then I met my wife, who said, I'm not some perverted jerk, I'm a person. And now she's sitting at home, just laying there, going, he's so rich, he's so rich. See, they always say Jewish people have a lot of money. You're an Irish guy, right?
That's right.
Well, you never would have money because you're too busy spending it on beer. You just sit around the house in your bathroom going, No, Ed McMahon is a good guy, and he sits here every night on that couch, night after night, saying, oh, Johnny, you're marvelous. But, Ed, I know and you know that someday he can't live forever, and I saw the x-rays a week. This will be your show, just like you wanted, 90 minutes of you. Just you sitting there going, oh, your Uncle Mike, your sister Kate. Doing all the Irish fight song, and once in a while to pick it up, you can bring on Harry Yo-Yo over here. Little Bob Jack coming out of shooting. Where is your hometown, by the way?
Delight, Arkansas.
Well, nobody's ever heard of Delight.
Yes, I do. I have an uncle that runs a manure pickup truck. Saturday night in Delight. Huh, come on.
You got it all over me, Al.
Delight. Gee, wait, spit up, John, if you want. Big stars behind the desk. That's why you and the wife have trouble. Every time she wants to fool around, you... You dumbbell from Nebraska. His mother and father are sitting on the porch in Nebraska going, why doesn't Johnny call? And his father is not that way. Your dad is, what, about 6'2"?
No.
Your father, try to think.
Yes, my dad.
See, when you get that rich, you forget the family. He's so busy in court all day long going, well, who wants to sue? You got a lovely wife now, Joanna, who I saw.
I'm still trying to get the hassock from the last marriage. Look.
Now, John, you've had, hey, not lucky in love, but now, thank God, you've met the woman of your dreams. Really.
Well.
And,
Well, if you're as successful at marriage as you are at television shows, you've got a lot coming up, haven't you?
Call jamming it to the big guy. Ah, Johnny, but see, that's the great secret about you and I, because people think, you know, they always think, hey, if you're a sarcastic, attacking kind of guy like I'm not through yet, Glenn. I
mean, well, before you start, I want to say something. If you could come out and do what you do here on the Tonight Show, you could have a top 10 show anytime.
Provided they syndicate the life of Adolf Hitler,
right.
You mean.
No, really, I honestly believe
I'm sitting here like I'm in a glass booth and you're two Israelis voting on me. Vote on me. I'm doing all right, quietly. You do what you do. Like a big klutz, he stood up. I mean, we go to parties together. He's in the corner going, my brother died. My uncle came home. Mother Goose. Hum, duck, duck, duck. Out here became a loud pain in the you-know-what. He loves you, Johnny. I always loved you. I don't care what you say. You're the best talk show guy in the world. You give me a break. You are not of my faith. But I bless you. Hashem, Achoyim, Panoi, Hanoi, Panoim. And I'll made you a helicopter. Read the commercial.
For a moment, I thought I was going to have the operation. We're going to take a break here, and you can catch a shower.
Oh.
And then we'll be right back after this break. So stay tuned.
Steno Speed.
New York, March 27, 1960. Mr. Edward Brady, 470 Grand Concourse, Passaic 6, New Jersey. Dear Mr. Brady, I take great pleasure in introducing Mr. Parker, the bearer of this letter, to your acquaintance. Any attention that you show my esteemed friend will be greatly appreciated. Very cordially yours, John Gordon. Reading, November 27th, 1960. Far East Merchants Association, 340 Grand Street, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Gentlemen, as per your telephone request, we are enclosing a copy of our literature showing various models of heat sealing equipment. Should you require additional information concerning these equipments, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you for your interest, and we trust we may be of service to you. Very truly yours, Heat Sealing Equipment Company, J. D. Robinson.
Well, wasn't that informative? Hello, you are listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and what we just heard was from an LP called Steno Booster. New easy way to boost your shorthand speed. This LP from approximately 1965. Dictation speed and accuracy training course for every type of shorthand. Practice at home today, a better paying job tomorrow. And that sort of Twin Peaksy music we heard in the background was from a Ventures record on the Dalton label that I just happened to be playing to liven up the Dictation Speed Booster record course. As it says on the back cover, what a wonderful new way to boost your shorthand speed and improve accuracy, too. It's like a brush-up course, and it's perfect for every type of shorthand. Business letters dictated at 50, 60, 70, 80 words per minute. This course is especially designed to improve the speed of beginners and students. Includes 12-inch hi-fi record and book of business letters. And there were actually six LPs in the Steno Speed course. This is record number one. Before that, we heard Everybody's Talking, the Midnight Cowboy music, as performed by Claude Dijon on the Moog synthesizer off his London Records Phase 4 stereo LP. Before that, we heard a track from the Great Moments of the Tonight Show LP. Johnny Carson and Don Rickles as the guest. We also heard the voices of Doc Severinsen and another guest, Glenn Campbell, there as well. Before that, we heard Jackie Mason, The World According to Me, the vinyl LP recording of his lauded stand-up stint on Broadway. We started off the show today with Michel Legrand's fine music from the soundtrack to the Steve McQueen film The Thomas Crown Affair, the soundtrack LP on United Artists Records. Throughout the 1960s, record executives were very concerned about what was going to be the next new fad. They were always very aware of the changing tide, or what they perceived was going to be the changing tides. And the word tide is actually quite appropriate for our next segment. Surf music was very popular in the first half of the 1960s, and that spawned another genre called drag race music, which was essentially the same as surf music, except the theme was cars and motorcycles, sometimes with those type of sound effects injected into surf music and released as drag race music. Well, record executives thought and figured, well, if surf music is popular, perhaps the natural extension for the next big fad would be swim music. You might be familiar with a dance that was quite popular around then called the swim, which you would hold your nose and crouch down to the floor and then back up. Well, swim music was supposed to supplement that dance, and record executives and record companies put out a lot of swim records, but it didn't really ever hit. And now, swim records are a real relic of an era. We're going to listen to a couple. One by Mamie Van Doren's ex-husband, wife-beater, and trumpet player, Ray Anthony. His Capitol Records LP, Swim, Swim, Come On and Swim. And we're also going to listen to something by a band called The Go-Go's. Not The Go-Go's that you know from the early 80s, but a band that went nowhere in the early 1960s. And their LP on RCA Victor, Swim with the Go-Go's, from 1964. But first, some swim music from Ray Anthony.
Watch me swim. quarter to nine. He's down at the beach and he's right on time. He parks his big black custom machine, and then he strolls through the ocean and surveys the sea. He's a big sand swimmer. He's a boss of the beach. His hair is tousled, never uses a comb. He got a golden tan, he's in copper tone. He takes a pose and then he makes his dive, and he lands on the blanket and he's there to fight. He's a big sand swimmer. He's a boss of the beach. Big sand swimmer telling all the chicks. Big sand swimmer and his swimming tricks. Big sand swimmer, we're willing to bet. Big sand swimmer, you've never been wet. Go sand swimmer, show them how you can swim. All the things he's done, he'll tell you of the swimming trophies that he's won. But when you see him make a stroke, he's when he turns and reaches for another Coke. He's a big sand swimmer. He's the boss of the beach. Big sand swimmer telling all the chicks. Big sand swimmer and his swimming tricks. Big sand swimmer, we're willing to bet. Big sand swimmer, you've never been wet. Go sand swimmer, show 'em how you can swim. Go sand swimmer, show 'em how you can swim. Go sand swimmer.
Hi, it's me again with exercise number one for the legs. Position, stand with hands on hips, toes pointed out a bit. On one, bend knees and dip low as you throw the arms forward for balance. The heels should raise off the floor. On two, come up and return the hands to the hips. Now be sure to keep your back straight and your head high. Ready? And down and up. Dip down. Come up. Deep knee bend. And up. Down and up. Very nice. Keep the back straight. Down and up and down and up. Down and up and down. Up and down. Don't let that torso bend forward. Up and down. Come up and down. Fine. One, and two, three, and four. Up, and down, and up, and down, and up. Go down, raise up, and down, and continue.
Every person. My name, Jose Jimenez. I was in a nightclub in San Francisco, working. And if you play the record, the first thing you are going to hear is me saying thank you to the nice person with the very funny name who introduced me.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness, what a nice crowd. My name, Jose Jimenez. And I'm very happy to be any place. is my first time in the nightclub. Well, it's not my first time in the nightclub, but it's the first time I didn't have to pay the minimum. What I do is give the person at the door $3 and he lets me come in to do the show. They have a very, very nice policy here at the Jungry Eye. You do not pay the minimum at the table. You pay the maximum at the door. Which is very considerable. When my friends found out that I was going to open in the nightclub, they said to me, George, when I don't have very close friends. They said, if you're going to open in the nightclub, you better get yourself a comedy routine. And I said, a comedy routine? That's funny. And they said, it better be. Because sometime in the nightclub, those people could really get robbed. And I said, well, I'll meet that problem when I get to it. Welcome to my problem. So I decided not to do a comedy routine because you would probably just laugh at me. So instead of that, I would like to sing a song for you that I had the pleasure of making famous under the name of Gildegard. Darling, troubles and boku. Don't say about what I'm going to do. That's the way I feel right in my heart. Morning, noon, and night time too. Do you wondering what I'm going to do? That's the way I felt right from the start. Oh, Jerry, my love for you is treble, which my friends were good enough. I tell you so much more, I really tell you. So I hope that you can breathe all the things that you mean to me. Darling, troubles and I love you. Oh, my darling. I really troubles in Boku. Remember when we met, my darling? I was on vacation in your native France. You were a lovely little French girl, and I was a typical British tourist. We had a language barrier. You spoke French, but very little English. And I spoke English, but very little English. Remember how we met, my darling? We bumped into each other on the Rue de la Paix. I was walking on the Rue de la Paix, and you were driving on me. But it was my fault, my darling. I was haywalking. Remember later at the hospital, you forgave me for putting that dent in your fender. And then, my darling, we went to the south of France together. To Marseilles, and to Nice, and to Cannes. And it was there, my darling, that we had our fist fight. Our first fight. Our first fist fight. And it was also there, my darling, that I told you a little teeny white lie to make an impression on you. I told you a lie about my job. And now, my darling, I want to make a confession. Darling, I am not the Prime Minister of England. Anymore. So I hope that you can bring all the things that you mean to me. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. I love you, yes, I do.
This is that new kind of low-key FM radio sound that we've all become so used to. Kind of subdued, relaxed, late-night radio. Goes something like this. Well, it's 4 a.m. in New York City. And temperature's 31 degrees. Humidity 82%. And we'll be bringing you the best in musical sounds these next 38 hours. Let's see. Got a letter here from a lady in Yonkers, New York, wants to hear more Arnold Stang. We like hearing from you. Answer to trivia question, Ezra Charles. I'll send that right along to you. Let's see, it's 401 in New York City. And, temperature a little jump there, 106 degrees. Humidity is zero. Oh, that hair in your nose kind of dries up, doesn't it, Al? Al Dugan, my engineer. Right on, Al. That coffee was good. Say, if you're within the sound of my voice, we'd appreciate it if you call the police. Al and I are sealed up inside here. We'd like to get the hell out. So, little police emergency action, men in blue, and before you do, it's 4:02 in New York City. And just before you go into news time, just before I go into coma, we'd like to take you over to Harry's Finest Credit Furniture, Harlem's Finest at 125th Street and 2nd Avenue, for the very, very finest in furniture buys.
Hello, this is Harry's, 125th Street and 2nd Avenue. I don't care how long you're working, we will give you credit. I don't care where you're working, I don't care if you're currently in prison. We can work out a deal where others have failed. I have a beautiful bedroom set here, complete with a bed for $4. How do I do it? Volume. So right on, daddy-o, mommy-o, soul brothers. And here's Rocky to tell you about more of these beautiful furniture buys.
Thank you, Harry. See, we have a lovely child's crib here, guaranteed for 5 years, made of durable lead paint. You know.
And now, here's Johnny.
We've got a great show tonight. Dean Martin, Jack Benny, Dean's already here, Joy Bishop, Don Rickles, Jerry Lewis. Who am I leaving out? George Burns? We got a lot of people. This is really not kind of a show tonight. This is kind of a gathering of a lot of great entertainers and a lot of friends of ours who've dropped by, and we're just going to sit and see what happens tonight. I saw Jack arrive just a moment. Jack Benny in front of the studio. Should have seen the people going to get autographs as he stepped off the bus. It was one of the sweet scene. So, thank you for joining us. We'll be with you in just 1 minute.
Do you know that your weight control program can include a great-tasting breakfast? Now, look at this. A generous one-ounce serving of delicious Special K, America's favorite high-protein cereal. A teaspoon of sugar. Some skim milk, an orange or tomato juice, and coffee. And there you have it. A Special K breakfast. A great-tasting way to start the day for less than 240 calories. So try the Special K breakfast tomorrow. It's 99% fat-free and 100% delicious.
I just dropped in because I come to wish you a happy anniversary, but it seems to me it's impossible for you to have an anniversary. You've only been married 7 months.
Welcome to the club. Oh.
And I, you know, I watch you every time you're on. Tuesdays, Wednesdays?
Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Thursdays.
No, you're not on all those nights. Joey Bishop's on all those nights.
Joey comes in occasionally.
Joey comes in.
Can I disprove something once and for all? What? They make jokes about you drinking, like I make jokes about Ed. Can I?
That's may I.
May I, excuse me.
You were dangling a participle, and I just wanted to...
Well, I'll wear a long coat and nobody will notice it.
You ever thought of getting a partner again?
Oh, no. No, I tried Linda Lovelace, but she said she had it up to here.
I didn't know that.
But it's sweet of you to come over and wish me... No, I'm glad you're here. It was my pleasure to come here.
And
I don't know why. I was... Well, but I do watch you every night.
You were in the building anyway.
No, but it's you. You are something. For 11 years, you have been something. What you are, I don't know. But he's the nicest guy.
What are you... Oh, you're not supposed to be out here.
Come here. Why don't you taste what he's drinking? Because it's powerful.
I know what that is.
You, look, you better smarten up because I'll say a few things.
No, don't start.
Did you hear what happened with this guy?
It was a
terrific thing. I'm going to try and tell it in a way that they can't bleep it, but I doubt it. See, this guy says to another guy, he says, every time I sneeze, I have this complete gratification that comes from a way of having connubial fulfillment. He says, you mean every time you sneeze, you have a complete feeling as though you and someone you are closely related with through marriage had experienced many moments of gymnastics? He said, yes. He says, each time you sneeze, he says, what do you take them for? He said, pepper.
We'll be right back.
Try to bleep that,
after a word from the...
And you're still listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff. We just heard more magic moments from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. This clip, guests were Dean Martin and Buddy Hackett. Before that, we heard legendary stand-up comedian Robert Klein with his take on early 1970s FM radio in New York City off his Buddha Records LP titled Child of the 50s from 1973. Before that, we heard a song called Round Trip Mars off another London Records Phase 4 stereo LP, this one titled Astromusical Odyssey by The Sounds Galactic. Indeed, before that, Bill Dana, a brilliant comedy writer named Bill Dana, who got his start on the Steve Allen era Tonight Show. We heard him as his character, Jose Jimenez, off the Cap Records LP, Jose Jimenez, the Astronaut, the First Man in Space, live at the Hungry Eye. Bill Dana went on to be a great sitcom writer, and he wrote the legendary episode of All in the Family with Sammy Davis Jr. as the guest star. Before that, we heard Ed Allentime, a television exercise host's LP. Nice 50s design on the cover, all blue cover with photographs of Ed stretching. And we started off this set with three songs of swim music, two by a 1964 vocal group called The Go-Go's, no relation to the later 1980s band of the same name, and a track from wife beater, trumpet player, Mimi Van Doren's ex-husband and orchestra leader, Ray Anthony, off his album Swim, Swim, Come On and Swim. That does it for this episode of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. So long.
Thank you, Dean. Today, as you all know, we honor Senator Barry Goldwater, a man of great repute, a man of depth, a man of perversion, statesman, politician, and former head of the largest department store in Phoenix, Arizona, and that is a great story. He began in the shipping room, sweeping floors. This is the truth. And just 18 months after starting with the company, he was named chairman of the board at the incredible age of 16. It was astounding. This is the truth. Amazing. And when the retiring president gave him the keys to the executive suite, young Barry, tears streaming from his pupil, rose and stood up in a voice quivering with emotion and whispered, "Thanks, Dad." From then on, his rise to fame was vitriolic. Many years later, when President Johnson declared war on puberty, it was Senator Goldwater who said, and I quote, "Wherever there is unemployment, you'll find men out of work." He's a genius. He's always been for the little man, for the underdeveloped people in backward countries, countries where they've never even learned to read. But now, thanks to his legislation, we are sending them books. And that's conservative thinking. We send books to people who can't even read. It was Senator Goldwater himself who warned his party years ago that if they kept raising liquor and automobile taxes, they would lose the drunk and driver vote. Senator Goldwater has one hero, Christopher Columbus, who he thinks would have made a fantastic politician. Because when Columbus started out, he did not know where he was going. When he got there, he didn't know where he was. When he returned, he didn't know where he'd been. And he did the whole thing on somebody else's money. Thank you. In confusion, Let us remember the words of this great American who once said, if you don't pitch in and do your part, and we in Washington don't pitch in and do our part, that pretty soon none of us will have a part to pitch. Thank you.